I call on the earth and the sky. I call on our brothers and sisters from Lemuria and from Atlantis to be with us here now today. The purpose of this journey is to remember who you are and who you were at the time of the violet crystal of sound, when it sat in the healing temple of sound in Atlantis. This memory comes to you to bring you to a place in this world where you can be of service to bring back the law of one to the world today. We are in a time of shift, a time of awakening, a time of enlightenment, a time of unity for the whole world and the universe. You have a job to do. You came here to be here at this time. So now go within. Ground yourself to Mother Earth. Connect yourself with a beautiful beam of light coming from the bottom of your last chakra, your last spinal column, the first chakra, all the way down to the center of the earth, grounding your energies in this beautiful Mother Gaia that we sit on here today. And extend that beam of light up through your spine, through all the chakras, and out the top of your head, up to Father Sky, to the center of the galaxies, to the place that is all, where all that is exists. You are the conduit between heaven and earth. Be aware of your heartbeat and your breath. These are the signs of life. And to be of service today on the planet, you must be in a body with breath and heart. We are moving to what is called the fifth dimension. One of unity and light. And we are taking our bodies with us. They are becoming beautiful bodies of light. So feel your heartbeat. And know that you are beating also with the beat of Mother Earth, with her heartbeat. Begin to feel the synchronicity, the beats, the unity, the song that you and she create together. Many of the native peoples felt this beat and sang it in their dances and their rituals. You are that heartbeat. You are also connected to Father Sky and the music of the spheres. Each orbit of the planets and each vibration of the star systems creates a music of the universe, the music of life and oneness. Tune your mind to the heavens, to all of creation, and feel the music within you from the stars. Now, as you sit here today on 10-10-10, I want you to simultaneously be aware of a time when you existed in Atlantis, near the fall of Atlantis, when these crystals, just before these crystals were moved. So raise your consciousness up to above this beautiful Shapada. Become a bird flying over this land. Look down at your body and see us as a group gathered here. Fly up into the heavens and through the portal of time and space, bring yourself down above Atlantis, above Poseidia, the beautiful capital of Atlantis, this emerald green city, with its concentric circles of water and land. See the temple, particularly the temple of sound before you. The sound of laughter, the sound of joy. Land in front of it. Notice that you know this place. You are in joy here. You are one of the temple healers here. A guide meets you with embracing arms. Say hello and notice how he or she greets you. Your guide welcomes you with open arms, calls your name, and escorts you into the Temple of Sound, where as you enter these beautiful golden doors, you see in the middle of the hall the giant, spectacular, brilliant, violet crystal of sound, toning, singing the music of the worlds. Embrace yourself in it. Allow your guide to show you around and give you a healing with sound and a personal message for you. Now bring yourself back to the entrance of the temple. And thank your guide for all that it has shown you, including a glimpse of who you were. But not only who you were, but who you are now. Because it is one and the same. And fly up over the island of Posada. To over the Chapada here today. Bring your awareness and your spirit down into the water to below the rock surface, into these beautiful quartz hills that your body sits on top of. Go deep underground, following the interdimensional tunnels through the quartz crystalline structures, until you arrive at a great hall, a beautiful opening with all the colors of the rainbow at its doorway. And as you stand before this beautiful door, again you are greeted by your guide from Atlantis. And they open the door for you, and you see before your face the beautiful violet crystal of sound again, deep in the chamber below these hills. Walk up to it, touch it, feel its vibration go through you. Hear its sound and its song that is only for you. Notice how, as we surround this crystal, we form a beautiful circle of light, rays of sound and light coming from our bodies, our spirits, into the crystal. And beautiful violet rays of light and sound coming from the crystal back into each of our spirits. You are a body of purple light. You are purified with the light of sound. Know that the violet crystal of sound is also the ninth ray of creation. And this ninth ray of creation is the carrier wave for all of creation. All creation begins with the word and the sound that then turns into symbols and manifests in physical form. Uplift your heart and take on the sound and the song of this violet crystal in present time, knowing that as you stand in front of it, it is the same self that stood in front of it in Atlantis. And then be aware also of your body sitting here on the rock, the same self that sits here listening to the water and this meditation today. Stay here with the violet crystal for a few minutes and receive any instructions specific to you and your work here on the planet. So as we stand in a circle around the beautiful violet crystal of sound, send out beautiful sound and song and love from your heart to the other activation places around the planet today. Tune in and send peace and love to the blue crystal of knowledge in Arkansas and the hundreds of people that stand in Arkansas today doing a similar ceremony for the activation of this violet crystal of sound. The blue crystal of knowledge is at 100% now. So know that the knowledge of the universe is yours to receive. Also in Arkansas is the emerald crystal of healing, the beautiful healing light of the heart. Be aware of the people at Mount Shasta and the Om crystal of the multidimensional interface, our connection to our star brothers and sisters, and send them light and peace as they celebrate on the ceremony today. Be aware of the people at Lake Titicaca today who have already celebrated the beautiful sun-moon crystal, the Arcturian crystal that has been activated there, and the one that sits dormant to be activated on 12-12-12, the crystal of Thoth. Tune in to the people in Brazil, in Minas Gerais, with the crystal of the golden crystal of light and regeneration, and those that are celebrating this ceremony today at that place. Be aware also of Bimini, the islands off the coast of North America, where the ruby fire crystal sits dormant, waiting to be activated on 12-12-12. The last crystal that is dormant also to be activated next year is in Arkansas on 11-11-11. The bioplasmic crystal of communication. And then be aware of people all over the world. In Sedona, Arizona, there is a group also celebrating today. And in Atlanta, in the United States. I know there are many more. If you know of others, you may call them out. And send your love and peace and sound vibration to them. We are connecting with the crystalline grid, which is around our beautiful sacred planet. This crystalline grid is a double dodecahedron. It has pentagons, 12 of them, and 10 of them have been activated as of today. But it is a crystalline grid of 144 points, the 12 times 12. This is the unity consciousness of our planet, and it is almost complete. It has two more pentagons to be activated next year and the following. And with that completion, the rays and consciousness of humanity will be initiated. And we will be on our way to the 1,000 years of the golden age of peace. Each of you has agreed to be on this planet for this golden age. Each of you has brought back wisdom from the golden age of Atlantis and the beautiful golden age of Lemuria and the wisdom of the star people. This is a unique time where all of the wisdom comes together again. I thank you for being here. I thank you for agreeing to incarnate now. No longer will humanity fall. But it is destined to ascend to the beautiful light. And so bringing the rest of the universe with it. Now, as we end this beautiful ceremony or meditation, I ask that you sing your own song. And then go within and write down what you found, own who you are, and walk the labyrinth for peace within your heart and courage to be your true divine self, to sing your true one voice, and to open the law of one. Again on earth. Namaste.